This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said, "It is a historic day for India." He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated the agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. Our correspondent reports that these varieties have been developed for the states of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation to attend the 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank in Milan, Italy. The Finance Ministry in a statement said that the meetings will be attended by official delegations of the Board of Governors of ADB, official delegations of ADB members and international financial institutions. Delhi police held six inner-state illegal Bangladeshi immigrants in Delhi NCR under the special drive. Delhi police in a statement said that they were residing at various locations to evade detection and their deportation process initiated with the assistance of foreigners' regional registration officers. The police said that the campaign against illegal immigrants is being executed consistently by the Delhi police and all efforts are being made to identify and deport the illegal immigrants. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that people need to learn and practice Sanskrit language because a great amount of work of knowledge is available in Sanskrit. He said that Sanskrit language can guide the world to resolve its problems. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing the valedictory event of 1008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Samskrita Bharati in New Delhi yesterday. Emphasizing the importance of Sanskrit language, Mr. Shah said that Sanskrit language is a mother of most languages. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Karnataka today. During this visit, the Vice President will pay a visit to the College of Forestry in Sirsi at the Uttara Kannada district of Karnataka. Amid a missile strike near the Israeli capital Tel Aviv's airport, Air India has announced that all its flights to and from the city will remain suspended till Tuesday. In a social media post, the airline has said operations will remain suspended with immediate effect to ensure the safety of the passengers and staff. It added that passengers booked on the airline's flight with valid tickets up to 6th of this month will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling or full refund for cancellation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to all the athletes participating in the 7th edition of Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this platform brings out the best of the athletes and promotes true sporting excellence. The opening ceremony held in Patna was attended by Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, among other dignitaries. He said rise of sports talent in the country exhibits its soft power. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings PBKS defeated Lucknow Super Giants LSG by 37 runs at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium Dharamshala last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Delhi Capitals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. And that's the end of this news bulletin.